it's the Backstreet Boys. They're back. Soundtrack to the new Paw Patrol Dino movie, bottling up this feeling on a Friday. And right now, unbottling a new local business interview from the pages of the Bolito Connect online directory, bolitoconnect.co.za, where all of the service providers listed are only the best in the biz, top drawer, vetted and approved. And if you are the owner of a guest house, a B&B, an Airbnb, some kind of holiday letting operation, you will probably want to listen quite closely to this next interview, because in conversation, I happen to have the man behind an operation called Inkanini Projects, based here on the KZN North Coast. Sandile Inkanini is the man, and his forte is, well, he operates this fantastic land development and planning consultancy, focused on helping landowners, investors, and emerging developers navigate the complexities of property development with greater clarity and confidence. And not just that, but when it comes to matters of compliance. And Sandile, welcome back. Great to have you on radio once again for a Friday catch-up. How's life? How's business? How are you doing on a Friday?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. I'm stunning. How are you doing?
I'm keen to learn. I'm keen to find out what the latest data at your fingertips is telling you about business on the KZN North Coast. I believe there was just last week a report released by the Ilembe Chamber, the Chamber of Commerce. Yes. And it has some relevance when it comes to your field and this world of compliance. What were some of the key findings that jumped out at you?
Well, okay, so when I was going through the business confidence index, is that what immediately stood out for me is that there were some issues with people getting their business plan, getting their building plans approved. They were saying that it's taking a very long time. There were guest houses and B&B owners who were saying that they want to comply with the municipal requirements, but they don't have a clear path. They don't really have a clear understanding how to go about this. So now they're operating these B&Bs and these guest houses, but the municipality is saying that they're not complying, but they're not sure how to go about it. And then that's why we'll be talking about it today.
Wow. So what would that look like if a B&B operator is non-compliant in the municipality's view? What hurdles or obstacles would that then present for them operating that business?
So what happens is that as there's a growing need for accommodation in the North Coast, you may wake up tomorrow and be like, maybe I want to convert this into a guest house or a B&B. And then you invest in architects, you invest in renovations, but not actually realizing that the use of the property is now conflicting with what is permitted there, is not really permitted within the land use controls of the municipality. And then that's where the hurdle starts. That's where the friction starts between the property owner and the municipality, and be like, now you're operating this, but you're not really permitted to operate a B&B or a guest house in this space or in this earth.
Because it's not zoned as one of those.
But now the architect has already designed this beautiful building for you. Ish. Only to find that it doesn't fit within the planning parameters.
And then when you have that mismatch, are there potential penalties, fees, restrictions? I mean, can your business get shut down by the municipality? What are the pitfalls of trying to now push through?
So what happens that generally when you're not compliant with the municipal requirements, the municipality they will first not notify you and say that, because they conduct these land use surveys regularly. Recently, there were under Etsekwini municipality, there were Airbnb owners who realized that their rates, they actually skyrocketed because the municipality realized that the use of their property is actually conflicting with what is permitted, and that's how they get penalized.
Oh, so you don't get residential rates then applied to you. Now you're getting commercial rates.
Now you're getting commercial rates. Now it's going to appear on your rates bill. Now it's no longer residential. Now you're going to be zoned for commercial. And that's where the conflict starts. Now that's how the municipality will penalize you, because now your use of the property as well as what is permitted there is conflicting.
So for someone who is maybe in an early stage where they're planning, developing or repurposing a property into something that could be potentially, in the municipality's view, a commercial venture, a guest house, B&B, Airbnb situation. Why would it be a smart move to get in touch with an operation like Nkanini Projects to talk about navigating and understanding the potential compliance issues before they become issues?
Yes. So development is a team effort, right? And everybody has their part to play. You have the property owner, you have the municipality, and then you have the professionals who actually undertake development, just like town planners, architects, engineers. So the first thing to ask when you're changing the use of your property or whatever you want to do with your property, well, before you invest in an architect, is that you have to understand, what are my permitted land use rights? What does the parking requirements say? What do the height requirements say before you even get the architect? Because the architects, they're going to design a very beautiful building for you, right? Only to find that it doesn't fit within the land use rights. Maybe the height is conflicting, maybe the parking, and maybe the density. And now they're going to submit these building plans only to find out it's going to take months before they approve, because now the planning is not properly aligned with what is designed on the plan. So now we have to get in contact with a planner. A planner is going to make you understand as to what land use rights are actually existing on the property. And then we explore, what do you want to do with the property? How do you want to repurpose it? And then considerations are going to be made regarding maybe repurposing the property as with regarding the land use rights, the parking requirements, the density, the heights, the coverage, and all of those things. And then after you understand the land use rights, and if maybe you need some additional planning approvals from the municipality, then you can obtain those municipal approvals, working along with the architects, working along with the engineers. And then after that, you can be able to build your property after obtaining all those land use rights approvals from the municipality. Now you're no longer, in conflicts with what is permitted, with what is permitted on your property.
You see, and you could save yourself so much trouble, so many headaches, by having a meeting with Sandile at an early stage, finding out if it's worth going down that route, if there's a smart approach, a harmonious approach where all parties can be on the same page. Yes. I think it's definitely worth a meeting. So if you're hearing the message right now, my special guest, Sandile Nkanini, he is the man behind Nkanini Projects, operating right here on the KZN North Coast, operating across KZN, in fact, and helping businesses of all stripes make sure that when it comes to land development, planning, compliance, that things are exactly as they should be, and you don't find yourself in hot water or with big problems down the line because you are not aligned. Sandile, obviously, you're on politoconnect.co.za, where folks can find all the details for Nkanini Projects. Otherwise, what's the best way to reach out and get in touch?
So you can check out our website, nkaniniprojects.com. You can email me directly at sandile.nkanini@nkaniniprojects.com, or you can get in touch in our socials, sandile_nkanini or Nkanini Projects on Instagram or wherever. Or you can reach out to my number, 076-616-4101, and we'll be happy to help you with your property query.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for giving us a little info on a Friday. Free info on a Friday. Who says you don't get anything for free? On this radio station, you do. It's Radio Life and Style, bringing you only the best. Just right now, back to the music. Here's Ray.